day of the season. Pick a struggle, nigga, give me a reason. Then your ass with a half is decreases. Oh, Jesus, that's free for nigga. I smoke that strong, nigga. All Ethan, nigga. Put my liquor straight, no bleeding, nigga. I need it on the clips on the feature, nigga. I'm a stoner and a hippie. I smoke in my sleep. A 3.5, but that freeway tie for me. A pack of backwoods. Oh, and I need some sweet. You fucking three niggas is weak. Dressing all white like the Ku Klux. Push booping through the beat like a speaker. Woods rolled up, hitting like some nunchuck. Smoke a slip at the bar like a tuka. Train grabbed the purple stuff. Booty gang on to give it up. Booty left, keep the blades up. For the nut pull up. And you can bleed it any time of the month. You fucking cunt. Now son. Burnt that bitch, better suck the dick, better fuck the rip. Won't put your lips on this, better grip down and ready for the hooligan shit. Stacking bricks on these hooligan hips. Got the whole world screaming, I'm a hooligan bitch. Cry bitches ain't smoke for free. These broke bitches ain't smoke with me. Sign through the whole DMV. Free suit anything to hit the tree. Cry bitches ain't smoke for free. Ain't broke bitches ain't smoke with me. Sign through the whole DMV. Free suit anything to hit the tree.
A dry bitch can't smoke with me. A broke nigga can't smoke with me.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's do it again!
Susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
Alright, alright, alright. We are here. Live hey. From Folks Business. How y'all feeling?
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
Doing good? Everybody feeling well?
Oh, man. Lovely.
I cannot get with this weather, y'all. Like, it goes from hot to freezing. Back from freezing to hot as hell. Like, the flowers out here, I wish I could take a picture and show it to y'all live or something. The flowers out here, they are blooming on sticks. It's no leaves or nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. Oh, my God. Yeah. So, y'all got a plan for the weekend? What's going on?
Shit, I got a
weekend
started yesterday. Damn. Shit, I seen it last night. Shit.
Damn.
You know, Friday night is the weekend, man. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Most people, maybe some, yeah. I don't know. I think maybe I pushed it back a day to Thursday.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I mean, shit, we live in a society where motherfuckers ain't got no job, so every day is the weekend.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
All,
you are absolutely right.
The week is the weekend and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like they wake up in the morning looking for who I'ma smoke with, who I'ma drink
right.
with, who I'ma lay up with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Them it's like, you know what I'm saying, daily goals and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the one thing they don't wake up and think about is just like, well, I'm gonna get the money for all this shit. They just looking to do some free work. You gotta leash roll out of bed and see who they gonna test themselves to early in the morning and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't smoke,
but
I carry a lighter.
You high now?
Yeah, I'm stoned.
Hey, be at your house with them old bullshit ass stories. Talk about.
Yeah, man, and then I'm telling the motherfucker, you know it. You know who I'm talking about? Johnny. No, not that Johnny. The other. The other one. You know, the Johnny. You looking at the damn. You could beat him with the cups. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're holding.
You telling the truth, because you know what I'm saying? You can wake up in any neighborhood. You can go to the barbershop, there's always dudes hanging around. You go to the liquor store, there's always dudes hanging around. You go to the corner store in the hood, there's always dudes hanging around. And it always be the people, every time you see these people, you look at them like, bro, wasn't you working last week or something, bro? Where you, what you got going on? You over here hipping?
No, that be them. I'm gonna work for this one check, niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's something I want, and ain't nobody gonna get that from me. So I got to like work this one week and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then they be talking about, man, the manager up there at McDonald's be straight on some bullshit. I went to school with his mama. Like he ain't shit, but he the manager though, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? Like he tripping, man. Want a nigga to wipe tables.
Oh wow!
Talk about sweet up my front. What the fuck I look like? Like the low man on the totem pole. You just got here. That's your job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit.
You supposed to do that shit.
Exactly.
Okay, man, you guys. Well, you know. I do want to let everybody know that we will have day free in the house with us at 12:30. He's going to come through here and give us an interview, tell him a little bit about himself and what's going on. We heard a little bit of his music last week, and you guys were kind of feeling it. So he had gave me another track today that I really like, and I'm excited about playing it. So we'll get a chance to chop it up with him. Now, what I want to ask you guys is, did you get a chance to see the video? This girl's name is Akeisha A. Bright. And people on social media was trying to figure out, was the video real? Was the video fake? When I first saw the video, I was like, I don't think that was fake. You know, I've been in a lot of stuff, making a lot of different stuff, but you can't fake that. And I ain't no way. Not, you know, just on a regular, somebody recording the phone and it go out like that. But anyway, she was trying to make a store purchase from the video that I watched. She was trying to make a store purchase and was declined to be able to make the purchase. So she must have did a little investigating on why the car was declined and the last purchases and whatnot. Anyway, she runs across a reservation at a Comfort Inn. And she shows up at this Comfort Inn at the door with a key. And goes inside to find her boyfriend in a hot tub with another man, and she throws a radio that was plugged up beside the hot tub into the hot tub with the two men inside. And from the article that I read, the follow-up article that I read, she's been charged with premeditated murder for this. So I was just wondering, did you guys get a chance to see the video? Have you seen the video that's been floating around?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Wow. That's like worldwide news right now, what she got going on, you know what I'm saying, with what she did, if that's really for real, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so since the God Hey Rude did not get a chance to see it, and maybe some of the listeners haven't got a chance to see it, we can't actually show it to you, but I will play the video playback so you guys can hear exactly what's going on. So for everybody that didn't get a chance to see the video, maybe you can get a little overview of what we're talking about so we can get on the topic. But I really think premeditated murder is a crazy charge for it. But anyway, we're going to listen to the playback right now.
Okay, social media is buzzing about a video Akeisha A. Bright charged with premeditated murder for electrocuting her boyfriend in a hot tub.
This is what the fuck happens when you share a bank account with sorry ass niggas. I go to a fucking Walmart today. I get declined. I'm trying to buy some fucking tampons and my car get declined because somebody is staying at the Comfort Inn.
Okay, here she's just kind of standing here listening at the door.
I hear music and shit at the door. fuck is going on?
What the fuck is this? You can't help me with a fucking man?
What the fuck? How the fuck?
Okay, you guys, and you could hear, wow, like, after she threw the radio inside the tub, you could hear, and the guy was just laying her body. I'm assuming that was the boyfriend that was still inside the tub, being that he is the one that is deceased. I don't think both of them is deceased. I'm not sure. I couldn't really tell from the article that I read. They just said that they were charging her with premeditated murder. And
wow,
I just really don't think it was premeditated that she was going there to actually kill somebody. I think she was going there to figure out who he was there with, and being that the situation was what it was, that he was in the tub with a man, and then the radio was right there, and they was in there, and it was just all cloudy ass. She was on a period, so I'm trying to look at it from a female point of view. I think she just really lost it. I think she really lost it right quick. Even though she did go home and do some investigation with the credit card, I believe, to figure out where the money was, because she probably knew she had money on there. So what do you guys think? Do you think premeditated murder is the correct charge for this?
I mean, if it turned out to be real and shit, you know what I'm saying, and I feel like I'm always suspect on stuff I see on the news, if it turned out to actually be a real case, they're not going to charge it with premeditated murder. It's going to get reduced, based solely on the fact that she didn't bring a weapon there or anything there to use to kill somebody with. So that's what's going to change the premeditation. Because premeditation is you have to go somewhere with the intent to commit. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And it's like she just got mad on the scene, you know, from the sound of it. But you know me, I don't really be getting caught up in the social media trends. Like a lady doing some stuff like that don't affect my life one way or another, man. You know what I'm saying? It's too much genuine shit need to be talked about instead of talking about that bullshit. Like, you know, real
life
going on.
Well, yeah, it was just what is trending on social media. We do like
that's
to keep
what I'm saying,
what's trending
like,
and what's going on. And that is one of the major things. It is a whole lot of other major shit going on, but that is what's heated up right now on social media.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't talking about.
I understand what you're saying.
On the air
or
nothing. I'm just saying,
right.
like,
I got
you know,
I got
in real life, not on the show, but
right.
like in real life for me to be talking.
I got you. So, okay, what do you think, Sergeant Rock? Do you think premeditated murder is a rough charge?
All right, now, this is my thing, man. This, like I said, this way it looks suspect to me. Now, she got a cameraman following her to the hotel. Okay, that in itself, because number one, if you're going to commit a murder, you don't bring your best friend or somebody to hold a camera for you while you do it and they record the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's thing first. And then the second thing is, okay, if you seen two men in the bathtub, you immediately pick up a radio, which is supposed to be plugged into the wall, as if you threw the radio in there while it's plugged in, that they're not going to be shot to death. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that quick blind rage. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, this is how you going to do it? And she grabbed the first thing she saw, which was a radio plugged in. You know what I'm saying? She had to know. If that video is for real, she had to know mm-hmm. that once she threw that radio in that water, that she was going to shock the shit out their ass. She had to know that.
Yeah. See, the thing that makes it suspect to me also, man, is like, it's 2017, man. Who takes radios to the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? People take laptops, tablets, had a phone hooked up to Pandora or play little music playlist.
Well, no, you know they have the hotel radios. They have the hotel radios, and they have
secondly, she's going to buy tampons. What's the chances of that? I'm going to buy some tampons and, you know, and this is what happened. It's almost like it's a comedy like type of thing going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was like it's some acting involved. I mean, it might be a legitimate video. I don't knock it. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it is. But nowadays, man, shit just be seen too suspect to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like everything seems suspect, even to the extent of the actual sound of, You know what I'm saying? The actual sound of the radio with the little, that little sound was kind of like, you know, like on some bullshit level. And then nowadays, man, these hotels be having these breakers, man, that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if a certain amount of connection gets, if something happens with the connection like that, the power will go out. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't even blow up shit, or you can't even shock people no more. You can't do a lot of the shit. A lot of the shit you see in movies and stuff, people be taking the wires and hooking it to this and hooking it to that. So if somebody grabs, that shit is not even possible no more because of the kind of surge protection that they got inside of a lot of these little things. As soon as that power hit, that shit cut out. And it take a certain amount of voltage. That radio have to stay in that water for a certain amount of time and send a certain amount of current in order to actually do some harm to somebody, for people to die. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of stuff, man, seems suspect. I'm not questioning it, though, because it could happen. She could actually be on trial. But it's like everything now is suspect, man. The people take it and run with it. You know what I'm saying? People talk about the Donald Trump sent the feds to Chicago because, you know what I'm saying, he trying to stop the gang problem and all of that. And they basing that off of a video. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
You talk to a couple of people instead of simply commenting on the video, and you find out that wasn't even Donald Trump sending no feds there. The feds been in Chicago like forever and shit, even before motherfucking Obama was in office and shit. That was the motherfucking, they special task force responded to a man with an automatic weapon talking about he wanted to kill himself. But they playing this video all over social media talking about Donald Trump then sent the feds down there to battle the gang problem in Chicago. It's like, man, people take these videos on social media and they don't do no fact checking. They just share. Oh, my God, you got to see this. Girl, check this out. Homeboy, check this out. People just share. And then it's actual fake news. People don't even go to the top of the page to read what the article is or who publishing the article. And you be finding out this is a parody news site.
Right.
But they posting this shit like it's legitimate shit. And that's the thing about it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, people nowadays, man, it's not fact-checking, man. We are our all worst enemy, man, with this social media stuff. And it's like garbage be trending. You know what I'm saying? Garbage
that's
be trending.
True.
Like
that's
they
true.
Have a celebrity pregnant, trending. You know what I'm saying? And they don't even be pregnant. They have a couple divorced.
But a lot of stuff
trending.
That is actually trending and that is important is being blocked. You would never see those posts as trending, although that they have way more likes and way more shares than some of the bullshit you see. Some of these people are being paid to not trend what is actually trending and happening in the world and on social media, and it's been proven, I know because we talked about it on a Grown Folks Business, that Facebook was doing one time with the Democratic Party paying to suppress Black Lives Matter and whatnot. So some of these people are paying off these social websites or what have you to not push certain issues that people should be warned about or should be notified or what's really going on with. And so that's another problem, too, that we got when it comes to that. But we got a caller on the line. 6250 is the last of your digits, and he is no stranger. D-Ham, what's happening? Are you there?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on? Yeah, I'm here.
What's up,
man? Y'all know GLB for life, man. What's up?
It's going
What's
down.
Going on, man? What you think about the topic, man? What you think about the topic?
Oh, man. I feel you what you're saying because it is, you know, like how you just going to video this whole scene that's still to go on. But at the same time, I thought it was real. I ain't going to lie. I felt like it was real because some shit you can't fake. I don't care how hard you try to fake it. You can't fake some shit. And that dude in the tub was shaking, and then he got steel. I don't give a damn. You can't fake that.
Yeah, but the dude that was jumping out the tub, his feet dangling from the tub. You know what
he
I'm
collapsed.
Saying?
He collapsed. Now, he probably just passed out. I don't think he died.
I
believe
he
just passed
though.
Out.
I think
yeah.
he was getting out. And he caught the ass end of it.
Ass end, and then knocked his ass out. Yeah, and then knocked his ass out. Now the other dude, he was in there.
Yeah, and, he never moved.
No, he never. Yeah, he shook. That fool was shaking. He was shaking. And then he just got still. So that what made me think, that was, listen, when I seen it, I was like, man, hold on. And then they just posted on Facebook, like, wait a minute, shit. This ain't supposed to be going down like this. How y'all let this, how y'all let Facebook, how y'all let this post go through? And y'all a block a person from their page for posting some panty shots or something like that. You know, you will block a person from their page.
But it's been going down on Facebook lately. Like, people been going live and getting murdered.
It stay going down on the book, man. On the book. It go down on the book. Nobody care about Facebook. Ain't like it what it was made for. It ain't like that no more. It's
that's right.
It's a, that mug is something else, yo. It's I don't deal with it no more. Like, for real. I took it off my, first of all, it take up too much space on my phone, so I took it off. You got to come up out of my
phone. But now they got this new app. Have y'all seen it? The Facebook Lite app or something like that. It's supposed to save memory or something like. I don't have the Facebook app itself either on my phone because it was just draining too much memory, and it was updating all the time with all this extra feature mess, this and that. You got to have this to work that. And it's too much for me and my phone, so I just go to it on my browser now. No. I'd rather do it that way than to be dealing with it. But they have some type of Facebook Lite now that's supposed to be a better app and supposed to take up less space, but I don't know. I ain't heard no reviews about it, so I don't really know.
I ain't heard nothing about it, but, yeah. I ain't heard nothing about Facebook, and I ain't going to hear nothing. I'm through with Facebook. I get on there to repost and share grown folks business stuff, grind hard radio stuff, and if I just have some stuff on my, I might drop some bars. Never know. I'll drop some bars. You know me.
Right.
Whatever else is on my mind, I tell you what's on my mind. But other than that, I don't need to communicate with you. None of that. I don't talk to you on Facebook.
I don't talk to you on Facebook.
Like, I still got my Facebook page, but I don't fuck with Facebook like that.
Why the fuck you lying? Why the fuck you lying? Oh my god. Stop fucking lying.
I Facebook browse like a motherfucker, but I don't fool with the book, man. The book be on some other shit.
Why be told that you better get rid of that page?
Like, for real.
It ain't on my phone.
We're looking to hear from our guest here real soon, and he's going to be coming through here day free, and he's going to be talking to us and letting us know what's going on with him, and we're going to be excited to have him over here. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to play some music, and I'm going to play some of this Rashard Carlton, I Thank Heaven, and we're going to come back, and hopefully they feel he in the building, so you guys don't go nowhere.
Shining in your eyes, and every time I hold you close, I realize that I could never find another one like you. And I thank heaven that you're mine. Every time I see you smiling up at me, I can tell this feeling's never gonna leave. Believe I'll always wanna be a part of you, and I thank heaven that you're mine. Heaven was kind, don't know why, oh so kind. moment everywhere. I swear I'll love you till I die. It's you and I. Thank heaven that you're
reporting in about the passing time of President Donald Trump butt muncher presidency, and things seem to be progressing right along about way I expected. He done got there in office and he done started doing just the things I thought he was gonna do, you know, being Donald Trump. They ought to make a movie called Being Donald Trump. Let any asshole who wants to start and throw. Some bitch don't listen to nobody, does whatever the fuck he wants, says whatever the fuck he wants, and don't nobody give a shit. Don't nobody say too much about it, but Donald Trump does what Donald Trump wants. Donald Trump don't listen to nobody, Donald Trump don't talk to nobody, Donald Trump talk at people, Donald Trump does Donald Trump. How many times did I say Donald Trump? Who gives a shit? Because Donald Trump says Donald Trump enough times for everybody. Now, what I'm about to do is I'm about to show y'all the trick of Donald Trump. What Donald Trump does is Donald Trump makes fake news. Donald Trump makes distractions. Donald Trump says a lot of different things while y'all paying attention to what Donald Trump is saying. Y'all missing out on what Donald Trump is doing. Take this from my advice, somebody who bait and switch. Somebody drive around the car all day with a white girl while sleeping in the bed with a black girl. This is bait and switch. Classic all day long. This is Uncle Billy Ray. I'm going to be tuning in, tapping in, and enlightening y'all to the game of Mr. Trump butt muncher.
Trump butt muncher?
Trump butt muncher.
Oh, that was funny.
Billy Ray. Billy Ray is my homeboy. Billy Ray don't play the radio. He tell it like it is.
Okay.
He said it like
okay.
Yeah,
shouts
man.
Out to Billy.
I'm telling you. You got shit going on now. That's what's up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, we got all this shit going on here. All right, you guys. I do believe Jay Free is in the building. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. What it is, people?
What's up? Shizzo, man. Welcome to the Shizzo.
Appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, man. We are glad you're here. And just tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Salem, Alabama. So I'm from the Badwoods down right before you get to Columbia, Georgia. So I'm on the line.
That's what's
okay.
happening. Bama. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
That's what's up.
That's
right.
Fear country right there, man. You know, shit.
Right on. Okay, so I wanted to ask you this, being an artist from Alabama, do you get a lot of support from Alabama fans?
I'm getting a lot of feedback from the tracks that I just started releasing. I ain't been in the music game for long, but I've been around the music game for a good few years. I've done security, promotions, photography, graphic design, everything. So I've been always been around a bit, and I'm just now putting my foot into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay, so since you're just getting into kind of the music industry and all of that, how has the music accepted you? Like, have they accepted your music? Have they accepted your message or what you're trying to deliver in your music? Is it positive feedback, negative feedback? How you coming into the game?
I'm getting a lot of great feedback from the old heads, the music heads, the hip-hop heads. The younger cats are feeling the vibe, too. I mean, the way I present my music isn't really the way they're doing it now, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. People begging me for more, so I'm definitely going to try to get the people what they want.
Okay, absolutely. All right, mainstream or underground, name an artist that you would like to work with.
Oh, the Dirty Boys out of Montgomery.
Okay.
Okay.
don't think I've ever heard of them. What, Montgomery, you said?
Yeah. Dirty Boys. You got to hear the Dirty Boys.
Them Dirty Boys come better hit the flow. When them Dirty Boys come better hit the flow. Yeah. Legendary Alabama.
I haven't heard of Dirty Boys. I have heard of Dirty Birds, an Atlanta hip-hop group. But I'm going to have to check that out. I haven't heard them yet. But that's cool. That's cool to want to work with them. And I'm going to pass it over to DJ Sergeant Rock because I know he has some questions he want to get in here.
Whoa, well, now, first of all, we would like to appreciate you for stopping by grown folks' business so we can get all up in your business. You know what I'm talking about? We really do appreciate you coming through, chopping it up with us, you dig?
Already. I appreciate y'all having me.
All right, now, I'm a live DJ, right? So, you know, I'm going to ask you a DJ question. You know what I'm saying? I want you to keep it 1,000. Don't spare nobody's feelings. Tell the truth, shame the devil. You know what I'm saying? Because the grown folks' business, we don't play, so we need to know the real. How are the DJs treating the local independent artists in your area?
That's a 50-50 shot. It really depends on where you're at. Now, in the Opelika, closer to me area, you know what I'm saying? You don't get a lot of artist recognition for the local artists, but you know, it's just based on what the people feeling. Now, you go over to Columbus, Georgia, the DJ so mad love over there.
Wow. Okay. So it's basically based on your performance and your grind, in other words?
Yeah, I mean, you can't front them for that. You can't fault them for that. That makes sense to me.
Right. Okay. Well, aside from the DJ thing, how is the movement looking over there? Because, you know, everybody's got independent movements everywhere you go. So how's the scene looking like on your end? Like, what's it like?
It's halfway decent. Now, we got a lot of markets, individual markets, townships, people promoting their stuff in their towns. The thing that's really gonna change it for us is to start breaking down them lines, start crossing over between cities, get everybody working together, because if we don't do that, man, you ain't getting hurt for real. So we need to stop making it an independent thing and, you know what I'm saying, bring everybody together, collaborate with one another, get some collaboration going, get some different styles together, and I think that'll promote it a whole lot better.
Right. Now, that's what's up. Now, I can dig that. All right, what was the moment in your life that you just knew that this is what you wanted to do? It could have been at a talent show. It could have been in the courtyard, high school, rapping for your homeboys or rapping to one of your homegirls you like. Like, what was the moment that just really set off in your mind that you really wanted to do this?
Man, I was in homeroom, ninth grade, and my boy had an instrumental for No Limit, Candyman. We played that on the boombox, and, man, everybody was freestyling and just feeling it, you know what I'm saying, feeling the music, being able to say some stuff and people listen to what you're saying and come back with some input on it, because you can talk to folks and folks are just nod their head, but when you spit something real, you really tell they can feel it.
Right. Well, that's what's up, man. Well, that's all the questions I got for you, man. Can't wait to get into some more of your music, you know what I'm saying? We heard some of it last week, and it was really, really jamming. So I can't wait to hear what you got for us this week. You did.
Already.
All right. The God, hey, Rue.
Yeah, man. Well, check this out. Like, I heard when you came on that you said you used to be into the security and taking pictures, and, you know, you were in all different aspects of the music industry and shit. How people feeling about you, you know what I'm saying? Dudes that might have seen you at a club or whatever doing security, and now that you're doing music, man, how are they, you know, receiving the fact that you're doing music now?
You get some sideways heads, some burst out there, some air now to give us. You know, the people like, man, I didn't even know you could do that. Like, I'm really feeling it. You get some surprise, you know what I'm saying? And then there's people that been around me and know that just tell me they've been waiting on me. And, you know, you get all kinds of different turnout from different stuff that you put out there. So, you know, it's so mixed up, I ain't got a definite answer for you.
Okay. I mean, you know, that kind of leads to my next question, though. It's like, you know, you've been around the industry for a while. Like, what made you wait as long as you did to start trying to do your music, man?
it's just timing. I got a bunch of projects going on, and it's just the time where I really had the time to really get in the studio and grind it out, because I ain't want to just get in there, record a song or two, and let it fly, and then, you know what I'm saying, being relevant is a big part of it. If you can't maintain that relevance, then you're going to fall to the wayside. So that was my biggest thing, having the time to really commit to it, put some time into it, to stay relevant while I progress and while people listen to my music progress.
Okay, that's what's up. What's the message, man? Like, if I'm sitting there listening to your music, I ain't never heard of you before, man. As soon as the track start, bam, and it hit me, what you want me to feel?
A lot of my music is sit back, relax, kick back, ride music. I really like people to be able to vibe with me. If you can vibe with me, you can understand what I'm saying. You feel the music, that's when people really like it. Like, I nothing away from party music, from dope boy struggle music, any of that. But if you can vibe and feel that relaxation and ease your mind, that's my thing. I want everybody to feel copacetic, per se.
Right.
All right.
That's all right. Right.
Now, my last question is this here, man. What's more important to you, man, the beat or the lyrics?
Lyrics. A real lyricist can drop anything on any beat and make that beat fire.
All right. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, we appreciate you sliding through, man. You know what I'm saying? Sharing your struggle and your journey with us, man. You know what I'm saying? One last thing. I know I said that was my last question. What else you doing besides just music, man? What's your brand, you know?
Well, I do a little bit of production. I got a couple of DJs that actually work with me. We do party promotions and we do events. So my main thing is creating an environment for our people to really, you know what I'm saying, be able to flourish, because we got a lot of stuff going on now. You can't hardly go out the house without some stuff happening. So, like I said, my whole movement is for everybody to be relaxed, calm, have a good time like we used to. Take it back to the 90s when you go to anybody, kick back, just show up because you heard about it and enjoy yourself.
That's what's up, man.
Well, you know, that's me for the day, man. You know what I'm saying? I was a little laid back and had a good night. So, you know, my question is based on that vibe. You know, so you know, pass it on back to Tweety B, man. Let her keep the show moving along.
All right, that's what's happening. Now, we do have D Ham on the line with us. D Ham, would you like to ask any questions?
Oh, yeah, man. What's going on, man? I just want to hear you drop. I just want to hear you drop a quick 16 for us before we hear your music, yeah? Can we get.
Yeah, I can spit one for you. I heard y'all talking about social media earlier, so I kicked some based off of that.
Right.
All right, so I met a little chick while scrolling on the ground. Face look nice with a body like damn. Like a few pics up the comment, direct message. You know it goes down in the DM. So to go online, I should want to come see you. Thought I could probably make it by around 10. I love Cuddy and Cuddy love me, but the plug hit my line, so I know I got to sell. Money running low, so I know I got to re up. Text little baby, so I'll be through when I free up. Something came up, I ain't trying to keep away. I need it on the tip of my tongue, I want to taste it. Eating that kitten like 12 ink pastry. Eat it up, beat it up, have a leg shake. So give me a minute, baby, and please be patient. All you got to do is be ready for when I make it. All your clothes off, standing butt, booty naked, and I'm dropping all the D girl. I hope you can take it. Gonna tear it up, but I ain't trying to break it. Might do a couple tricks to make up for my lateness. Going out of the street, might as well be racing, flying the street. Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
I heard you. Straight like that on you. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Look, man, when I asked you to drop a 16, you dropped that motherfucker. Don't put nobody else on the phone to drop it. You dropped that motherfucker.
Damn! That was hot. Absolutely. So, D-Ham, he usually try to get people with that, but he pulled up on the wrong one today.
That's what he did, man. Mr. Bars.
Yeah, he did that.
Mr. Bars.
He did that.
Yeah, I pulled up on the wrong one today, but you know. Now, I pulled up on the right one today. Finally, we got somebody
right
who
yeah.
took the challenge
yeah.
the last week. I don't, you know, I ain't going to talk about nobody, you know.
I'm trying to be good.
A lot of people have ghostwriters and stuff like that, and they don't do a lot. I don't know the situation with that, but I'm just kind of like winging it, and to say that maybe he does have one.
No, but and, I mean, he can write his own stuff. Everybody can't freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't freestyle. Everybody
that
can write a freestyle, then you know. Then we can ask Mr. Bars, because he always dropping bars on Facebook. Why don't you give us a pick 8 or something? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you can't put me on it.
Why you can't put me on the spot, yo. You can't put me on the spot because I ain't in the industry. So I can do what I want to do. I like dropping my little bullshit ass bars on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
But that what I'm saying,
enjoy
though,
that. Like. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that young man last week. Now, that young man last week, he took the challenge. He said, okay, I got you. Just give me some time. When I gave him some time, you put two different people on the phone. That ain't what he was, I still didn't hear from you.
That's what he's supposed to do, man. He promoted his peoples, man. He put his
people. Oh, I ain't knocking that.
Nice shit. They gave us some nice stuff. We ran out of time, man. I ain't mad at the man. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you give us something, Ham. You give us something, goddammit. We tired of this shit.
Uh-oh, man. I'm you right now. You feel me?
If you can't give us 8, man, retire your hashtag bars over here. You
man, no, man. I can't retire my hashtag, yo. I can't retire the hashtag,
I ain't trying to make it in the industry, man. I just had to be for fun, yo.
He gotta keep me going. I swear on everything I love. But I do want to get into some of this Day Free music. Now, we listened to Gripping the Grain last week, so we want to play that first. I do want to play Like Smoke. Can you tell me a little bit about the concept that you're coming up with this song?
I'm Like Smoke is kind of like taking the physical and changing it to the mental, you know what I'm saying, touching every aspect of interactions between male and female. So I'm going to touch your mind, I'm going to touch your body, and I'm going to touch your soul. Just take a puff at
me. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, when y'all hit it, if you got the blunt, get ready to fire them up, because I'm telling y'all. It is such a laid-back, cool track. Oh, my God. So we're gonna play it for you guys right now, and we're going to come back and talk to Jay Free some more. Hang on one second.
Like that ENT. We about to talk about some of that old Mac shit, some of that pimp shit, that laid-back in the Cadillac and ride shit.
Wood grain gripping, plastic cup, cognac sipping. I've been riding for a minute, trying to clear my mind. Hit on a swivel, watching women, looking for a classy woman to receive this pimping. They say, Jay, where you get your pimping from? I must have got it from my dad, because I remember you from about 20 years ago. Yeah, Sheila, that's your mammy. We played outside in New York while Pop was on the inside getting them panties. So I'm about as fluent in this Mac and shit as Hispanic speaking Spanish. Now, I ain't saying that I'm the best, I'm just saying that I do it well. So I ain't got a spot to dunk it, to precisely pin that tail, beat it down like I'm fresh out and I ain't even seen a sale. And after I break you off something proper, like it ain't wise to run and tell. Cause now you doing the macking for me, that's free advertising, potential clientele. That's like insider trading and expecting the other brokers to pay your bill. Now your partner won't arrive to, she'll be riding with the wind. And we gon' blow to wherever I go to, it'll tornado if I spin.
Yeah.
I'm acting so hard, I talk the wheel off an axle. She love the way I talk, that spectacular vernacular. Trying to eat the rabbit, that wascally wascal. Punish that pussy like my name Frank Castle. Need to peep that though when I'm mad, leave alone. I be sneaking through a back thing. That's that OG Mac shit, let me call you back shit. Put the kid to bed, put the strickling for the grown folk. She been feeling for that long coat. So I gotta put it down, made her call me daddy long throat. Then when she come a phone call, she know if I answer my line, I'm on my way. And I'm on go, girl, going loco, keepin' for the cocoa.
In love with the cocoa.
I'ma let the band go, strumming like a banjo. Hitting it from behind, make a sound like a drum broke. I'ma go real out the Congo. That mean I have them going 8 shit, swinging from the 8 dick. Nothing back to back, till she can't come no more. Now she looking for a loophole. She wasn't ready for the ride. She led me in her mind. But it was all game over once I laid down the pipe. And now little baby can't get bad right. Make the mind and the body, they go hand in hand. Even Max get lost if they lose the path. Cocoa one without the other, she'll do your bad. It's like trying to take a trip without packing your bag. Now the thing that you need, you gon' pay for it. And the thing that you do, she gon' make you pay for it. I just deliver the message, let me clear my throat. Then I'm gon' get gone for the song, hit the land note.
And we gon' take a trip tonight. Says she wanna ride. Well, girl, come on and ride. Hey, yeah. She says she wanna ride. Well, girl, gon' hop inside. And we gon' take a trip tonight. Say you wanna ride. Well, girl, come on and ride.
Straight like that.
Think about it when you're here. I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me stimulate your mind. Get high off me, baby. I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me penetrate your mind. Now you mine.
Stimulate your mental. I'm a writer with no pencil. Draw you a pretty picture. Crisp lines, no stencil. And we don't need no lighter. Just pull in and heal this window. I'm verbally analytic, supreme with innuendo. But I don't think you fully understand what you were in for. Not knowing is no excuse, baby. Come and get this info. I'm a believer and show and prove. Let me make you my example. Get it popping like corn, no kettle. Proceed to elevate her to a whole nother level. Touch your soul, make your blues more better. Can't sleep, cause when you're sleeping, I make your dreams more wetter. Don't scream, the boogeyman gon' get you. Take a puff of my passion, I'ma get you high, that's what I'm here to do. All night flight, guaranteed to be pleasurable. Screaming to the law, this experience is next to biblical. Stimulate your mind's followed by the physical. Soft, slow kisses on your lips, so sensual. Pissing me, rubbing your body, tell me, can you see the visual? Beast beneath the sheets with precision, that's the principle. Have your world spinning like elliptical.
I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me stimulate your mind. Get high off me, baby. I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me penetrate your mind. Now you mind.
I'm applying the pressure and they say pressure but tight. So make sure you exhale or your lungs just might. I'm affecting your body, I see your thoughts taking flight. Once you inhale the aroma, I make you feel alright. All I need is a moment, I'll make it last all night. Sit back and relax and don't fight. This is not an illusion and everything that I'm doing to have you weaken your knees. Now your lips leaking fluids, not above the illusion. Cause once my tongue gets to moving, I have you moaning and screaming. Might even howl at the moon. The smoke's filling the room, so I'm everywhere that you move. Close your eyes and I'm up in there too. Nope, there ain't no escaping, even though you can't take the greatness. Singing, who can I run to? I just be crowned as the greatest, yeah, that's cool.
I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me stimulate your mind. Get high off me, baby. I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Penetrate your mind, now you mind, ain't you, baby?
You made the decision to get in, Charlie. And not only did you get in, you took a hit. Damn. I know I might have waited too late to tell you this, but, you know you done fucked up, right? I ain't shit. I ain't never been shit. Might not never be shit. I'll fuck your life up.
too late to be sorry. It's too late to apologize. So, let's deal with
it. Smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me stimulate your mind. Get high off me, baby. I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me penetrate your mind. Now you mine, ain't you, baby? I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me stimulate your mind. Get high off me, baby. I'm like smoke. Come and ride with me, baby. Let me penetrate your mind. Now you mine.
Right, all right, all right. Hotness. Super hotness. did I not say get the blunt ready to ride?
That was a dope track. That was a dope track. You know what I'm saying? You stuck to the script with that. You know what I'm saying? Smoke and ride. We get high. And then you was acting like you was the weed, you know what I'm saying? You tell the little girl, God damn, I'm gonna make it last all night long. Just sit back,
okay.
Relax. We gonna put this smoke in your lungs, and you gonna feel so good, you know what I'm talking about? So, you know,
right.
That's a nice, I can ride and smoke today, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Okay, I don't know what we got going on. We got something going on. But
sound like somebody doing construction.
Yeah. Breath
I'm on the road. I'm riding.
Okay. That's what's happening. Okay, so tell everybody how they can find you, follow you, get a hold to you for features and whatnot.
You can hit me up on Facebook. I got a page up, facebook.com/J32107. You can find me on Reverb Nation, /J321. You know what I'm saying? Just shoot me a message. Holler at me. I get back to you ASAP.
Absolutely. You got to make sure you do that. We really, really appreciate you for sliding through here. And I hope you have a safe trip to where you're going. And do come back and see us again.
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate y'all having me.
That's what's up. All right, you guys. Now, we're going to move this train right on along. And we're going to get into our online topic that we talked about, and that was secret. And that's like we all have a story that we never want to tell or what have you, whatnot. But what do you guys think about people that withhold the truth from you for your sake? Like, would you rather for somebody to lie to you or tell you the truth, basically? Can you handle the full truth? So we're going to start with DJ Sergeant Rock. Would you rather for somebody to tell you a lie for your feelings or tell you the truth?
I'm going to tell you like this, man. Now, any grown person, you know what I'm saying, that's listening to this show, you know what I'm saying, if you grown, you have no reason to try to lie in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm your friend and you love me, and, you know, we now like four flat tires, you know what I'm saying? And it's some shit that you know that I need to know. I would rather you tell me the damn truth than to worry about how I'm going to feel about the shit. Because if it's something that's going to make me feel hurt on the inside, I'm just going to hurt on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But don't let me keep going. And you know that you my boy or my homegirl, and you know where
mm-hmm.
it's going. You know some shit. You know, that's just like a person be like, well, we heard such and such said this about you, and well, who said it? Well, he can't tell you that. Well, bitch, why the fuck you got them in fucking with me talking about what the fuck somebody else said? God damn it, keep it to your damn self. But at the end of the day, I'd rather motherfucker tell me the truth, man. Fuck all that hiding and shit, trying to, you know what I'm saying, save people and all this whole shit. Nah, if motherfucker said that shit, let me know who said that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. Okay, D. Ham, I'm telling you the truth. Or dress it up real nice for your feelings.
I'd rather for you to be truthful with me, no matter how much it's gonna hurt me. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather hear the truth than to tell me a lie then find out later. Oh, here's the thing about lies, man. Once you start a lie, man, you gotta keep it going. If you don't remember
mm-hmm.
the first, you ain't gonna remember what you said the first time. You're not
right
because you're gonna lie so much.
Right.
You're gonna be like, damn, did I say that? And then you're going to be confused your motherfucking self. You're going to confuse yourself and start lying to yourself. You're going to start lying to yourself. Oh, yeah, I did do that. No, damn well you didn't. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather for you to just tell me the truth and deal with the consequences. That's it, period. Straight up.
Okay. All right. Hey, Rude, tell the truth or dress it up a little bit.
I mean, you know, I'm of a mindset, man, of like, you know, who the fuck is you in the first place? Because I don't just allow anybody to come to me, tell me the truth, tell me a lie, comment, or have anything to say about certain shit with me anyway. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, it depends on what it is and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because some shit I don't give a fuck, you know? Like, you don't tell me shit. Don't tell me no lie. Don't tell me the truth. Who the fuck is you to even be talking to me? Because people volunteer shit to you. That ain't
right.
Their motherfucking business. That ain't their place. You know what I'm saying? It was a little thing in Machiavelli's book, Machiavelli's book, not Tupac, Machiavelli, the real dude, Niccolo Machiavelli, where he said, man, you know what I'm saying? A prince only allows certain people, man, to give them advice. Man, you decide who you accept advice from, who you accept, you know what I'm saying, commentary from, who is allowed to have some type of say-so about anything you do in your life. So if I'm sitting and singing in the motherfucking shower and it ain't none of your business, I don't need you to tell me I can't sing or I can sing or I should do this or I should do that, because it ain't none of your motherfucking business. I'm washing my balls and humming a motherfucking tune. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like my style of dress and you telling me, man, that's old school or that's out of style or people don't, ain't none. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Who the fuck is you to tell me in the first place? And that's the problem. I think, man, a lot of people talk to be talking. Everybody got something to say about everything. So it's not about the truth or is it about a lie? And then there's the other aspect of it where I don't need you to tell me a truth that you can't hold in no more because you're feeling guilty. You dig what I'm saying?
What?
And I said this on the show before. If you took your motherfucking ass to Guatemala and had an affair with a Guatemalan dude in the motherfucking backwoods of the mountains some motherfucking where, and he ain't never finna come to this motherfucker, you ain't caught no disease, you ain't pregnant or nothing, keep that shit to yourself. Our relationship is good. I don't need that. Don't you don't spare my feelings. Yes, spare my feelings. Keep that shit to yourself. If the guilt is eating you up too much and shit, then kill your motherfucking self. Don't tell me. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know what the fuck I got to say about that shit.
He's so ruthless. He's so ruthless.
I'm just saying, though, because people tell you shit, man, because they can't take it no more. I just need to tell you that I was unfaithful, because it's not like we got a line of communication. You genuinely telling me. You done kept this shit for like 6 months. If you don't fuck a motherfucker on Friday, man, I need to know about it before the weekend over with. Because I'm off Saturday and Sunday. I want to get my money back, and then Monday we can make up and move on. You can't go Don't be telling me 6 months later. Don't be having me on Maury and shit. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know, tell me some shit because you genuinely want to tell me, not because you got some guilty feeling. Don't come up to me nowadays with the new shit that people do. Oh, man, you know, I just been meaning to tell you, man, you know, such and such be talking about you and this and that, man. You know what I'm saying? And you telling me the name and shit, but I'm wondering why the fuck they so comfortable talking to you about me in the first place. Y'all have to have engaged in some back and forth dialogue. What was you saying? You talk too much.
That's right.
Just have been
that's
listening.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So all of this shit is
that's
bullshit,
right,
man. You know what I'm saying? And then some people hate. Some people lie to you, like, and be like, hey, Sonny Rock, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, you be wearing them old loud-ass shirts, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know, it distracts from your whatever. At the same time, motherfucker hating on you because chicks be like, man, that fool Rock be having some fly-ass shirts on and shit. When you see that shit, you can't help but to look and be like, damn, where you get that from? But it's like people tell you shit, man, based on. So it's like, that's one of those questions that it's like, what is the secret? What is the, you know, what is the lie? What is the truth? What is it about? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's when it gets specific. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I ain't putting the pipe down right and shit, let a motherfucker know. Like, you know, you like this position or that position and shit, because I can adjust. You feel what I'm saying? I can adjust. You know, I'm real quick. I can adjust. Shit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I wanted to ask you guys this because it's a growing topic that's going on with the Obamacare thing. Do you think it should be repealed or replaced? Or not repaired at all. I mean, it's like one of those things, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Like, what do you guys think as far as Obamacare? Do you think it's working for us, or does it need to be revised or replaced, repaired? Or is there anything wrong with it? I mean, like,
I'm trying to figure that out too, because I've heard some black people say that, you know, the Obamacare was some bullshit, and then I heard a lot of black people say, you know, Obama is one of the best things that ever happened with the Obamacare. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, you know, how much, depending on their condition or whatever, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard different mixed reviews about Obama and Obamacare, you know, mostly because it's coming out of people's paychecks, you know, with their, you know, job insurance and all that shit. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't really know what's going on with it, to be honest with you.
Okay. Hey, Rue, what do you think? You think it needs to be repaired or revised or replaced, or just leave it alone?
I think the whole thing, man, simply calling it Obamacare is like a double negative, man, because it's like, if you don't like Obama, man, then you're not going to like Obamacare. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they spoke about that on the news yesterday with branding. Republicans have a way of branding stuff so that you either get a positive or a negative out of it. You know what I'm saying? By simply
mm-hmm.
calling the Affordable Care Act the Obamacare, anybody that's against Obama is going to be against that. And I think that,
right.
you know, I mean, what needs to be adjusted, man, is, you know what I'm saying, the way that we attack how insurance companies are able to, you know what I'm saying, to charge you for specific plans and stuff like that. I mean, Obamacare, it affected some people negatively, man. If you broke, Obamacare fucks you over. If you ain't got a single dime because you can't go into the emergency room or to a doctor
mm-hmm.
and get like that simple care no more, you need a couple of $100 to go in and get that different little treatment. So in that way, it negatively
mm-hmm.
affected people. But overall, mm-hmm. man, you know what I'm saying? Affordable health care, man, for everybody, man, in the country, man, it's like it's a positive thing. It got to be a
mm-hmm.
positive thing. It's just the way that it's applied, man. You know, I mean, we're trying to apply socialist values, man, with capitalist stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? If you have a, you know, everybody get to eat in the house. You got that old
yeah.
broke ass brother that don't pay no bills, that don't do nothing. He get food too and shit. So you know what I'm saying? If somebody in the house decide, like, hey, man, we ain't going to let you eat no more, man, unless you know you wash dishes after or wash dishes before or you contribute something to it and shit, then it's always going to be a problem. So I feel like, man, it could be adjusted, man, but, I mean, as long as you keep calling it Obamacare, and people keep saying, oh, that's Obama's legacy. That's not Obama's legacy, man. The Affordable Care Act, man, did a lot of good for poor people. You know what I'm saying? Did a lot of bad for middle-class people. It helped and hurt people on different levels, man, based on what insurance company you was. I say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance companies colluded to make it fail because there was not any restrictions, man, on what they could do because people's premiums and stuff went up. Different things
mm-hmm.
cost more. Things charge more simply because we live in a capitalist society and we attempting to apply socialist projects. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, it's the weed man. The weed
mm-hmm.
man, they say everybody got to smoke weed. The weed man on your block, man, all of a sudden, man, this motherfucker, man, you ain't going to get that. You ain't going to get that 1.5 or that 2 for the 10. You know what I mean? It's like they going to be trying to give you 1 for the 10. They going to be trying to give you a half or 2/3. For the half, and if this one dude over here, man, going like, I'm going to give up 3 for that 10, man, and just get rid of this shit and get my money. If not one single person is doing that, then you know they all colluded together. So the insurance companies colluded to make the Affordable Health Care fail. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like you can't be mad at a boss that got, say you got 40 people, you got to have health care for your workers. Man, look, I'm going to make 2 of y'all part-time, so I only got 38 workers. But y'all going to get y'all hours. I'm just not going to give y'all health care. You know, it was two
right.
loopholes,
right.
and you know what I'm saying? A lot of them loopholes should have been sealed up, man. A lot of things should have been looked at. So it made it seem like, you know what I'm saying, the people that put it down were short-sighted. And so that is the reason that it needs some stuff done to it, but it don't need this gutting and replacing that, you know, the Republicans is talking about, because they're not going to find nothing to replace them. And you got all these people that are insured now because of it that may lose their insurance. So that's where the problem
right.
come in.
And you got
okay.
people that's getting free health care, period. Like, they don't have to pay no money for no medicine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them
yeah.
got whacked off. You know what I'm saying? Behind, you know,
right.
all this going on with that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would like to think that anybody that's over the age of 65 is really, I would like to think that they are really paying attention
to their Medicaid and their insurance and the clauses and the policies and what they can do and what they can't do, what they can use for money and what they can't use for money, or what they have to actually pay for. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and she was like, well, I don't know what they're doing with this Obamacare, man. They messing a lot of people around. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Well, my medicine used to be all I had to spend was $11. Now I got to spend $65. And, you know, a lot of people don't have the kind of money, you know, just for even one pill. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people did get, you know, screwed, like Heyrou said, but it did help a lot of other people in the process, you know, those that got their stuff secured and know what they're doing, what's going on. But, you know, just like he said, if you broke, you know, you kind of like up the creek without a paddle, man.
That's the whole question, though. Who raised the price of the medicine? You see what I'm saying? Who raised the price of medicine? The Affordable Health Care Act didn't say you got to pay. You pay more for medicine. You saw people who saw an opportunity, man, and they took advantage of it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Nobody really wants to look at the truth, man. You call it Obamacare, man, and you keep everybody focused on Obamacare, and distract them from the facts. The simple facts is, man, is that I was able to get away with charging you this much. You dig what I'm saying? But now, you know, since there's no restrictions, man, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's telling me what I can and can't do on this. I'm going to charge you $65. You know, like
right.
I do, man. If Tyrone up the block, man, could get away, man, and sell it. We're giving a motherfucker a gram for $15, $20 and shit. He'd give you a gram for $15, $20, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just
right.
how it goes,
right.
you know. You'll get that. You'll be smoking white boys and shit for the rest of your life, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't.
That's what insurance companies
get what you're going to get.
That's what they do anyway.
Yeah,
they rule. They,
exactly,
they get what out of you. Know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all these online insurance companies rising. You got some stuff. You know what I'm saying? They constantly promoting what they call minimal for car insurance and other types of stuff. Where you get the minimal insurance to be legal, man, for your car, just the barely what you got to pay. But even that's a negative because at the end of the day, man, it's not gonna cover you for the stuff you need to be covered for. I mean, you can go
right.
get just insurance. You know, and then it's the thing about it. We live in a society, man, in which people are short-sighted. So you got people 19, 20, 25 years old that feel like, man, I don't need no insurance. I don't never get sick. But then when you get hit by that car and you all of a sudden you look up and you see that $15,000 ambulance bill. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And you're like, what the fuck is this? This
right
your
on.
Life. This your life, my brother. This is your life because you didn't have no insurance. You didn't have no coverage. Same thing.
Right.
I don't want no car insurance. Then AAA comes through, pick your car up, and it's like, man, you know, you owe us $3,500 for throwing your shit across the street.
Right.
A lot of this stuff, it's like we live in a society, man, in which people aren't educated enough to know that they need stuff. So they mad because you making them get something they need. It's like a child. Man, brush your damn teeth. Your breath stinks. Nobody want to brush their teeth, man. I'm like, I don't need to brush my teeth, man, but you killing me softly every time you say something. You need to brush your teeth. You need insurance, man. You need insurance
yeah.
because at the end of the day, the taxpayers is paying for your insurance. Every time you go to
right.
bed, when you don't pay that bill, why we got to
mm-hmm.
do that? And the doctors, man, this dude went to school, stayed in school for a long time. Why he can't get paid for his services?
Right.
You know, he gotta,
right on.
Well, who going to pay me? You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, man. They need something. You know, I don't know what it is,
yeah.
man, but they need something. So, you know, it can be adjusted and some stuff can be done to it. But you know what I mean? At the end of the day, man, some restrictions need to be placed on the insurance companies, man, on what they can do. And then I'm kind of even torn with that because it's a capitalist society. I can't be mad at people trying to make as much as they want to make out of what they can make. You know what I'm saying?
And then
I mean,
they
hey, got
to pay all them damn student loans because they went to the school to be the doctor and all of that stuff. And they got to
yeah,
pay
exactly,
that.
Exactly, man.
So,
if
you
I
know,
can...
I feel it on both ends of the deal.
Yeah.
Right.
I do.
It's one of those situations, man. What the thing, education is important, man. The language of different stuff, man, should be simpler. I mean, I understand they got to use all the legal terminology, man, and the medical terminology and, you know, the business terminology here and there, man, which makes it hard for people to understand because they don't take time to read the small print of what they actually doing and what they're you know, how stuff is going to go higher or lower, what the premium is going to be raised for, and they don't look into the insurance company and check and see, you know, what the complaints are, what the positive ratings are on the insurance company, man. It's just, we live in a society of people, man, with all the technology and information we have at our fingertips that don't use it, man. I mean, insurance is important to you, man. It's really important to you, man, because it's like if you stumble across some dude, man, or some chick, man, that you know what I'm saying, you bump and uglies with, you dig what I'm saying, and you catch something, man, that you can't get rid of, that's not even an STD, man, but some type of, you know what I'm saying, a disease, man, or y'all have a child together, man, that's born with some kind of disease. Once the child is here on this earth and ain't got insurance, nobody want to insure that child, man, because of that disease. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to be insured before you find out you got MS. You got to be insured before you find out you got cancer. You got to be insured before you find out, you know what I'm saying, that you got a problem with your eyes or your ears, or, you know, that you finna go, that you ain't going to be able to talk, or that you got this or you got that. You got to be insured before all of that stuff. So it's basically, man, like having, you know, protection before something happens. You can't be like, oh, right, man, you know? So, I mean, you know. Yeah. That's just my little thing, man. You know, I go on and on about that shit because I debate it all the time with people, you know, because they want to say Obama.
It's true what you're saying, though, Hey Rule. And one thing for all our listeners out there, if you are grown and on your own and paying your own bills, you need life insurance. You need burial insurance. If you got kids, they need insurance. Everybody, wherever you stay at, need to have insurance. Because one thing I get tired of tweeting, Hey Rule, especially in my neighborhood, is too many people dying with no insurance. And then here you go, you got all these people making GoFundMe accounts, and, you know, a lot of them be doing it for the wrong reason, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, everybody need the hood to contribute to such and such funeral and such family. And we out here selling fish plates. We doing all this, we doing all that. When you have insurance, you cut out all of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If that happens to you and you die and you got insurance, your burial is covered, your funeral arrangements is already being set up, you ain't got to worry about that. You gone, and
your
nobody
family,
else outside
your family
the family
ain't got to worry about it, man. Your family ain't got to worry about it. It's like,
that,
man,
too.
If you out here, man, if you out here sliding people's food stamp card, man, to sell them weed and shit, man, you ain't got insurance, man, you ain't slid some money to the damn coroner, not the coroner, the damn motherfucker, what you call the motherfucker?
General
man, you
people.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, the funeral dude, man. Yeah, mortuary. You ain't paid no money to the mortuary, man, and shit, you know, be driving around in that hearse looking like a vampire and shit, all greased up and smiling and shit with their hair slicked back. If you ain't paid no motherfucking money to, you know what I'm saying, hearse driving Henry, then, you know, you're a damn fool, man. You out here in the streets. Okay, I'm going to even talk to you thug cats, man. If you out here, man, running around with pistols, man, playing with guns like the Wild Wild West, if you got one on you, people going to expect you to use it, man. You know what I'm saying? If you out here playing with your life, man, you need insurance, man. How are you going to have your son and your mama and your grandmama and them all in debt because you want to play with your life? Motherfucker shot you up. You stayed in the hospital 3 days and shit. Now you owe $65,000 to somebody that you ain't got. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you need insurance, man. Not just a working person, but a street dude. You need insurance, man.
Everybody,
you know what I'm
saying?
I don't understand how
everybody needs insurance.
Everybody.
Okay,
D-Ham, what
did you think?
I
wanted to get
that
a chance to think, get D-Ham
talking.
You think you need to be revived?
I'm saying, I'm going to tell you like this, girl. All that sounded good, what y'all just said, man. But I'm going to be, I'm kicking reality. Nobody, ain't nobody thinking about getting no fucking insurance. Yes, they need it, but nobody is out here thinking about, oh, shit, I'm 17, I'm 18, I'm going to graduate from school. Oh, shit, I better give me some life insurance. Nobody ain't thinking about shit like that. So it's up to
but
the
they
parents.
Need to be.
It's up to the parents to instill it. That's the problem. And parents, that's why today's kids don't know about life insurance, because their parents ain't instilled it. You know what? You know what I know about the insurance man? When he come, you don't answer the door. You run from it. That's what I know about the motherfucking insurance, man, because that's what I seen when I was growing up. That's what I know. That motherfucker come to your house, you better not open that damn door. If you open that door, you're going to get your ass whooped.
opening the door. You
now,
know,
see,
that's the insurance,
like,
man.
It was like that with Jehovah's Witnesses at my house. Not the insurance man. Because the insurance man, they didn't really care. If you didn't have your policy, they going to cut you off. And you ain't going to have no insurance. You ain't got to hide or nothing like
come
that.
To collect. that man coming to collect.
Off.
But as far as, like, though, Bob, listen, me personally, I mean, like, my life still is what my life is. Shit, it's good and bad all at the same time, with Obamacare, without Obamacare. I'm living. I know about life insurance. I've been said that. Most people wait till they get a job because that's part of the benefits. No, that's stupid. Go on and get it yourself now. My kids got life insurance right now, so I know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My kids ain't old enough. They 12 and 5. I got life insurance on all of them right now. So that ain't an issue. Don't think I don't know it. But I'm just saying, it's people out here, they not thinking about that. They just want to go and live their life and fuck the consequences. You know what I'm saying? This is the society today. Nobody thinks about the consequences, and nobody think about the long run. Obamacare, you know, that sounded good probably when it was going down, but did they really think about the long run with it? Because I don't know. I mean, I done heard good reviews about it. I done heard bad reviews about it. I really don't know. I'm like Sergeant Rock. I really don't know because I feel like my life is what it is with it or without it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it really make a major difference regardless because my life's still going to be what it is. And I feel like that's with everybody. So that's just how I feel about that whole situation, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I personally feel like, you know, it boils down to, is it helping more people than it's hurting? And I think it's helping a lot more people to be able to afford to go to the doctor and for a lot of these companies to be able to afford to, you know, insure their workers or whatnot. So I would say, like, hey, Rue, maybe the name needs to be changed because, like you said, you know, if a specific group of people don't like Obama, then they're going to be against it. And maybe you just would want to revise the name.
But that's the whole thing. It's not called Obamacare. It's called Affordable Health Care Act. The Republicans
everybody knows
it Obamacare.
That. So they're going to have to do something else.
It's just like people call.
I mean,
is there like people call them little phones? Oh, you got your Obama phone. That's not
Obama phone.
You know, they're not going to give it a name. See, it's a negative stigma that you attach to it and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's like if you got one of them vans and shit nowadays. That's that old child molester van right there. You know what I'm saying?
What?
It's like once people give it a negative stigma to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you got one of them dope cars, and you got one of them undercover police cars. It's like everything get a name attached to it that ain't really it. It's like slang and it's street shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like once something sweep up, you know, them coochie cutter pants. You know what I'm saying? A white beater. You know, you wearing a slingshot, or as it's technically called, an A shirt. People call it a white beater. You got that white beater on. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything gets a name attached to it, man, and that's the problem, man. We quick to like rename stuff. It's about branding. You branded it. So now Obamacare give it that negative thing. And like you said, it helped more people than it hurt. That's what stuff come down to in this country. You know, people are like, why you going to force me to get something I don't want to have? Like, man, like I said, brush your motherfucking teeth. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Brush your fucking teeth. That's what it comes down to.
I swear by the Lord, Jesus Christ. We about to get into this Miss T duffel bag and a couple of other songs made by Tracker T. We're going to come back and get out of here. Don't go nowhere. Right.
Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on, that's my torch. Taking everything in here by natural force. I know the others get stuck and get off the porch. I'll be 16 and 90 by the come of March. That 16 fires burn away your bark. I got a duffel bag. Everything in it is starch. And if I reach in, I'ma pull out something large. Bust it wide open. I wear it like it's a corsage. Pretty though with the goons in my entourage. Duffel bag girl, yeah. No mirage. Lyrics like Maserati when I pull out the rush. Make a big boom like a verbal barrage. The foot bag deep
picture this, it's a collage. I can hear all the haters over all this applause. Got the remote, click, I put them all on pause.
Duffel bag deep inside the store. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the store. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the store. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the store. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our
toy. I gotta keep the books like I'm a local librarian. Cause duffel bag deep dealing with some barbarians. When I cut up, I give them all cesareans. What's beef when you talking to a vegetarian? No fun when I whip out them Nancy Kerrigans. I'm on my Maryland, really there's no comparison. I need two goons to help me just carry it in. I'm duffel bag, I'm dope, just like a heroine. I got them higher than a five-star Sheridan. The great view, they won't miss, let me sparrow in. Quick, fast, and I narrow in. They won't last. Just watch how I just settle in. I'm trying to break ground, do some up leveling. They do much talk, but really stay irrelevant. Me, I keep strong, just working on my development. And I'm original, Kush medical medicine.
Duffel bag deep inside the store. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the store. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the store. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the store. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch.
Lyrically, I murder said. Got a mafioso mob, mash all day in every way. Do it like a holiday, and I be coming all day like the Rolling Stone. Yeah, I be on that motherfucking moon rock. Catch me at the dock, in the pocket lot. I'm sparking, blowing good, good, loud. And you know we keep it blowing. And I'm knowing I've been doing this shit ever since a decade. Now it's century bound, now it's face my way.
Put me in my Jimmy, how you feel about it? If you gave me real, then stay the fuck around. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Put me in my Jimmy, how you feel about it?
Close to me, rolling on that ecstasy, that molly get you pop, lock, drop, lock, roll. Pull out that nine out my waist and then I lose control. What the fuck you know about the niggas from Bluff Road? What the fuck you know about the niggas from Two Knots Road? They gangsta by they did, boy they shine they bring, boy they low, boy they low they vote, boy they rap that folk. I'm a motherfucking gangster by law. I'm a motherfucking gangster by real. I do what the fucking nigga, you get killed in the instant. Subtract me. Fucking with a nigga like me, king of the MET. Base mob is who I be. I'm a.
I can't get that shit like that no more, goddamn it.
Oh, shit.
Well, crazy,
that's
man.
That's what's
you
up.
Be killing me with that, man.
That shit was funny, though. That shit was funny, though. All right, DJ Sergeant Rock, tell everybody how to find you, follow you, get a hold of you, and all that good stuff.
All right, man, it's your boy DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcast live 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig, and you're listening to grown folks' business, you know what I'm saying, right here on GHR. And don't forget, you can find me on Facebook, you understand me, at Anthony, skip a space, DJ SGTROCK, skip another space, HALE, that's my government name, because I'm a grown-ass man, I ain't got time to play with nobody's churn, you understand me? And if you got any DJ drops, acapellas, new music that you want me to review and check out, you know what I'm saying, holler at me at all lowercase, DJ SGTROCK, the number 48, at gmail.com. You can catch me every Saturday right here with the Queen Tweety B and the God Heyru right here on Grown Folks Business. And don't forget, Grind Hard Radio will be back on the air with a new season. And you can catch me right there every Tuesday and Thursday when we come back. You understand me? The sexiest R&B mixtape ever is really, really, really coming soon. And it's really, really officially a wrap. So I really, really need everybody to clean y'all bedrooms up before you get them filthy and dirty when you pop this CD in. And like I said, leaving in your bedroom, Workshop for Life, Plush Entertainment, FUM Incorporated, Mixtape Apes, Color Q Promotions, Heavyweight Management, Below the Level Music, man, Grind Hard Promotions, man, Jit's Closet, man. It's really going down. TakeSauce.com. You need to get over there to TakeSauce.com, man, and holler at us, man, because we run the mother fucking matrix around this raggedy ass bitch.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. All right, God, hey, Rue, tell us how to find you, get a hold of you.
Oh, man, y'all can get a hold of me over there on Twitter, man, at HERUKHUTIREBORN, man. I'm randomly dropping in and out over there, man. Other than that, man, you know, you can catch me on the block, man. You know what I'm saying? Catch me on the block, man. You know, doing
That's
me.
That's what's happening. That's all what's right. happening. All right, you guys, you can find me, follow me, get a hold of me at Tweety Bird, BYRD334. You can catch me over here every Saturday at 12 noon on Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you check out all the shows on Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you visit TakeSauce.com. Check out what's going on over there because Grind Hard Radio is on the move. And
yes.
You guys better keep up. You better keep up. You better keep up. You're going to get
man.
Left. You're going to get left.
That's
what's up. That's what's up. Okay.
But Robin,
right on. Short,
but
that is a motherfucking trip. We out this raggedy ass.